From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes a message entitled, The Public Reward of Private Prayer, the fourth in this series of studies in the Lord's Prayer. Before Dr. Cairns comes, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought taken from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Speak What He Teaches. The text is found in Exodus chapter 4 and verse 12. Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. Many a true servant of the Lord is slow of speech, and when called upon to plead for his Lord, he is in great confusion, lest he should spoil a good cause by his bad advocacy. In such a case, it is well to remember that the Lord made the tongue which is so slow, and we must take care that we do not blame our Maker. It may be that a slow tongue is not so great an evil as a fast one, and fewness of words may be more of a blessing than floods of verbiage. It is also quite certain that real saving power does not lie in human rhetoric with its tropes and pretty phrases and grand displays. Lack of fluency is not so great a lack as it looks. If God be with our mouth and with our mind, we shall have something better than the sounding brass of eloquence or the tinkling cymbal of persuasion. God's teaching is wisdom. His presence is power. Pharaoh had more reason to be afraid of stammering Moses than of the most fluent talker in Egypt, for what he said had power in it. He spoke plagues and deaths. If the Lord be with us in our natural weakness, we shall be girt with supernatural power. Therefore, let us speak for Jesus boldly, as we ought to speak.
Faithful, I will.
If your Bible reading is usually in the Authorized or King James Version, you have probably encountered words that are quite unfamiliar. Because the Authorized Version was translated in the 17th century, some of its words are no longer in use or perhaps have a different meaning now. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer a booklet containing many of those archaic terms and their meaning in modern-day speech. In addition, the booklet contains a Bible reading plan that will help you to read the whole Bible through in 2 years, as well as the Psalms and the New Testament twice. To obtain your copy of A Bible Word List free of charge, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of A Bible Word List, and we'll be happy to provide it. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, the Lord Jesus said, "Pray to thy Father which seeth in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." Although there is certainly a place for public prayer, such as in the family altar or in the church prayer meeting, the heart of the life with God is to be found in the secret place, in fervent seeking after communion with Christ. As Dr. Cairns will point out, it is according to the quality of our secret place of prayer that God will bless our lives and efforts for Him. It is truly said that the man who has no ministry in prayer has no ministry elsewhere. Now to conclude this message, the public reward of private prayer, here is Dr. Cairns.
Prayer is not the only thing that God rewards. But every other rewardable service that we can do for God depends on our secret communion with Him. In other words, the secret place is the condition of every reward God ever gives. And when we stop to think of it that way, we will see when we look at the spiritual state of the church, when we look at the spiritual state of our own lives, when we see our spiritual powerlessness and poverty, these are just a mirror of our prayerlessness. What's the biggest trouble in the church today? That they don't ask. Christians play at praying. For the most part. Churches play at praying. James said, ye have not because ye ask not. Jesus promised, ask and ye shall receive. And not only ask and ye shall receive, but as you ask, you will receive accordingly. Right asking will always produce right giving on God's part. If a son asks bread of any of you that's a father, will he give him a stone? If he asks a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? If he asks an egg, will he give him a scorpion? No, the Lord Jesus is teaching, when we ask, we receive. We get what we need when we come to pray. So he answers us according to what he sees in the secret place. I'd like to leave it there. Because I must confess to you that I think that's a note we would need to go home on, and that's a note we would very, very dearly need to think through. What the Lord is going to do for you, he's going to do according to what he sees of you and your needs in the secret place. What the Lord is going to do for this church, he's going to do according to what he sees of its people in the secret place. And, by extension, as other scriptures teach us, in the place of church prayer. It doesn't matter what else we can be as orthodox. We can have people. We can have people with talent. We could have money. And they would never take the place of being able to pray. When you look at your life and look at your home life and look at your family life, look at your family altar, look at what it is in the light of this one proposition, God rewards us according to our private praying. Then stop and ask, Lord, what may I honestly and biblically expect from God? But there is one final thing to add. And that is that God will soon reward publicly what he now sees and rewards privately. He will reward thee openly. I have to say something that's of a technical nature here. If you've got some of marginal reading in your Bible, some so-called textual scholar has written in that the word openly does not belong in the text. Every modern version, practically, that I know of, cuts it out, and some of these scholarly nincompoops have the audacity just to come and say, it's a blunder, it doesn't belong there. Let me tell you that the vast, vast, vast majority of every copy, of all the copies of the New Testament, have it there. It is Jesus' word. He rewards you openly. Openly. This is what Paul meant when he says he rewards you exceeding abundantly. You've heard me say in this pulpit, and I saw shock on some people's faces, and I saw some others, and they thought that it was a wee bit of ministerial hypocrisy, assumed humility. And it was none of those things. I'll say it again. I have a strong belief that when we stand before God, people like me, preachers, pastors, evangelists, people who have been before the crowd, will in most cases rank very low when it comes to the open reward. The Lord doesn't say, I have my eye on the pulpit. Sure he does. But what he's saying is, I have my eye on the secret place. We are not papists. It's not only some priest or pastor who can pray. We as Protestants believe in the priesthood of all believers, and we believe that every Christian can go right to the throne of God without any intermediary other than Jesus Christ Himself. And since you can go right to God and God sees you when you pray, He sees that lonely closet. He understands the sighing of the heart that's crying to Him. And He says, I will reward you openly. Some people get the foolish idea, if I'm not a preacher, I'm not an elder, I'm not a deacon, it doesn't really matter what I do. It doesn't matter whether I'm in church or whether I don't go to church. It doesn't matter whether I'm in prayer meeting or I'm not in prayer meeting. It doesn't matter whether I spend time in prayer or whether I have a family altar. It doesn't matter, for I'm a nobody. And of course, that is just the devil's lie and can easily become an excuse for sin. If you're God's child, He says, I see the secret place, your heart and its attitude to prayer, and I richly reward you. I reward you openly. But can I say this as I close? God is going to reward openly what He sees in the secret place of prayer. God is going publicly to reward what He now rewards privately, but God is equally going to condemn publicly what He now condemns in private. In other words, we all have a closet life. We either have the closet life of spiritual praying, or we have the closet life of hypocrisy. One or the other. But we all have a hidden life. The big question, what kind is yours? What kind of a life do you have that's hidden from the view of all but God? Is it the hidden life of prayer, getting alone with God, that honestly yearns for His face? Or is the hidden life of a hypocritical lifestyle? It's one or the other. Don't fail to remark the contrast between verse 5 and 6. There are some people who now enjoy public acclaim with private condemnation from God. And they're going to have public condemnation from the throne of God. There are others who are privately commended by God, and the world doesn't think anything of them. Do you think you'll get any congressional medal for being a mother or a father who takes time to pray and lead your little ones in prayer? No, there'll not be a government in this country or any other Western country that I know that would give you any acclaim for that. But God will. God will. Here are the two possibilities. I know where I want to stand. I trust that God will give you the grace to stand there too. Enter into your closet. Determine before God, the only kind of closet life I'm going to have is the closet life of living day by day in the secret place. Despite my weakness, despite my inabilities, despite my huge limitations in prayer, God sees my heart. That's where I want to be. That's what I want to do. And I leave it with Him to answer superabundantly above all that I ask or think. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Our gracious Father in heaven, Thou dost see to the deepest recesses of our soul. Thou, God, seest me. There is not a thing hidden from Thine eye. But Lord, we thank Thee Thou dost know us better than we know ourselves. There are Christians, and Lord, we feel it again and again. As we come to pray, we desire to be much better than we are, and we lament that we're not further along in development. We confess, O God, to Thee how weak and wayward we are. We confess that at times we'd be so discouraged and disgusted with ourselves that we would give up. And yet Thou hast told us the Lord knoweth our frame, and He remembers that we are dust. We thank Thee, our God, that Thou hast love for the people of God, that Thou dost understand their weakness, and Thou dost understand even their physical weariness. And yet, Lord, Thou hast promised to give them strength to pray. Lord, help us to be overcomers in the secret place. Give us, we pray, precious time with God every day. O Lord, we're not interested in merely praying against the clock. We want to spend the time that Thou dost give us with Thee, to get alone with God, to be refreshed in body and in mind. O Lord, we want to be conformed to Christ. Enrich our lives as Thou dost hear our prayer. Enrich our homes. Enrich our families. Enrich the work and witness of the church. O Lord, we pray, save us from the religion of the hypocrite. Save us, we pray, from ever being satisfied with the shallow praise of men. O God, we pray that Thou wilt enable us to set aside what men would think or say and be faithful unto Thee. Stamp eternity upon our hearts. Lord, Thou dost see every soul here, those who are ready to live and ready to die, and those who are not. Those, O God, who have the praise of men and nothing more. God, have mercy. God, have mercy. And grant that Thou wilt do a work of transforming grace and power through the merits of our dear Redeemer to bring souls to receive Him. Our heads are bowed in prayer, and in just one moment this meeting will be over. I hope today that if you're a Christian, just where you sit, you'll ask the Lord, give me grace day by day to get alone with God. Give me grace day by day to get to the secret place. Lord, teach me to pray. Second, if you're a parent, or a husband, is it not time to say, Lord, our family needs its secret place? You've made me head of a home. I need to lead that home in prayer. Give us a secret place. A family altar. And if today you've lost out with God, You came to God's house this morning cold in heart, backslidden in spirit. Then get back to where you left the Lord. You'll find it's the place of prayer. And if it should be that you're not saved at all, there's someone here without Christ. How do you meet Christ? You meet Him in the place of prayer. Call upon Me, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.